When the U.S. government insists on making so many nuclear weapons, it can annihilate any known enemy 3 to 5 times over. It would be nice if they at least cleaned up after themselves. But at Hanford, Washington, Aiken, South Carolina, and Idaho Falls, atomic wastes from bomb-making set in underground containers that will not outlast the deadly substances stored within them. Some tanks are already leaking, threatening to contaminate groundwater and soils well past our lifetime. A huge debate has gone on for decades about removal and disposal of this radioactive menace. Most of it revolves around costs, which are very high. But that problem could be avoided if Congress insisted that every new weapon had to include the cost of cleaning up the waste from the production of the weapon. It has never worked this way, of course, because the sticker shock of a weapon's full cost to society would make it difficult for Congress to fund the Pentagon's insatiable appetite for weapons. But last week, the Senate came up with a novel way to solve the waste problem. It voted to ease cleanup requirements for underground tanks, which hold millions of gallons of highly radioactive wastes. One wave of the wand, and supposedly the threat is gone. The vote allows the Energy Department to reclassify radioactive sludge so that it can be left in place and covered with concrete rather than be shipped to a permanent repository in the Nevada desert. In other words, the Senate solved the waste problem by deeming the wastes to be harmless enough to stay in place, despite scientific findings that have shown serious risks to groundwater supplies. Although the amendment was designed by a South Carolina senator to apply to a South Carolina repository, the language is broad enough to apply to the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington State, where 53 million gallons of wastes are stored in 177 tanks, many so old that they've long since begun to leak. No scientific testimony was allowed on this amendment. No public testimony was allowed either. In fact, there wasn't a single public hearing. Instead, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham slipped the amendment into a huge defense bill during a closed-door meeting from which the public and media were barred. Washington Senator Maria Cantwell's attempt to remove the provision died on a tie vote, 48-48. Oregon Senators Ron Wyden and Gordon Smith supported Cantwell, but it was not enough to save the day. Even now, as the Bush administration pushes for a new generation of nuclear bombs and missiles, it's sobering to realize that making weapons to protect us from abroad is actually endangering us here at home. George Orwell may be alive after all. This is Les Aucoin.